On Mondays, we read from your emails. Joe from Cleveland wrote in about our program on the relationship between religion and violence. Religion is a critical part of almost every culture, he said. The bottom line is that people who will commit violent acts, religion or not. And this comment from Fred Maynard of Cave Creek, Arizona. A few years ago, I made a T-shirt that says, "God bless the atheists, for they do not kill in his name." Our show on nursing homes struck a chord with many, especially the part about the greenhouse facilities designed to make residents feel more like they're at home. Christy Applehands of Idaho Falls wrote, "What a great topic for today, which would have been my dad's 80th birthday. He was living largely independently until he could no longer move himself into his wheelchair. He spent 5 months in a nursing home and decided that the regimented life did not meet his definition of living. He died 2 months later. I'm convinced he might well be alive and happy today had he had the greenhouse option." We also heard from you about our program on what's good and bad about gossip and rumors. Alan is an English tutor who listens to us on the web in South Korea. "As for starting my own rumors," he said, "it's even helped to tell people that I have a waiting list. It's generally a false rumor, but it suddenly makes people bang on my door." And the most recent program in our series on China in the 21st century drew this question from Greg Hines of Longmont, Colorado. "How much of China's technological innovation is a result of the necessity unique to China?" Mr. Hines specifically cited China's development of so-called pebble bed nuclear reactors. Author John Seely Brown has been kind enough to come back with us. He's the co-author of the new book, The Only Sustainable Edge, Why Business Strategy Depends on Productive Friction and Dynamic Specialization. Nice to have you back.
Thank you.
The necessity in this case, I guess, is China's galloping need for more energy in a rapidly developing economy. How is China planning to meet it?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. You can look at this in terms of just the oil. In fact, today, the USA, for example, uses 20 million barrels of oil a day, and China is doing about 6 million barrels of oil a day. But in the next 20 years, we expect the China demand to double up to like at least 13 million a day, whereas we will only go up to like 30. In fact, right now, China just surpassed Japan in terms of the second biggest importer of oil. All developing nations need energy to develop, China perhaps more than anyone.
Would the controversial Three Gorges Dam be another aspect of this drive for more power in China?
Absolutely. That is one. And I think you're also going to see that China is going to have a very ambitious nuclear program. And I think they're going to be leaders in the development of these new reactors called pebble bed reactors.
And what are they exactly?
The pebble reactor appears to be intrinsically safe. That is to say that if you remove all the coolants, all the mechanical aids, basically this reactor cannot go critical. No matter what you do to it, it is stable. Why they're called pebble bed reactors is that basically the uranium is encapsulated in seeds that are coated with graphite that sit inside these ceramic graphite balls about the size of a pool ball or a billiard ball or a tennis ball. You may have 100,000 or more of these balls, maybe 300,000, in a particular container that is likewise a graphite container. What's so curious about this is these balls kind of circulate through this container, so old ones drop out, new ones you can drop in, so you never have to take this thing offline in order to renew it.
John Seely Brown, thanks very much.
Thank you.
John Seely Brown is co-author of the new book, The Only Sustainable Edge. You can send us email at totn@npr.org. Please include the topic of the program and the subject line. Also, tell us where you're writing from and give us a hint on how to pronounce your name.